It's feeling all right. See how it feels tomorrow. I don't know if you ever come out better than you did coming in, but I feel good about where I'm at. I had decent movement and didn't do anything to create a major setback.
Aaron, is it fair to say that you did kind of curtail your movement a little bit, and how much of it was your hamstring and how much of it was the field condition?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, we were going to stay away from some under center stuff. But got a great treatment team here and felt progressively better throughout the week. So I wanted to get under center on a few of those plays. But the hamstring and the field was pretty slick.
Is there more caution when you know that you're going to be slipping a little if you start rolling off?
I wasn't worried about my slipping. I felt good about my footwear and the advantage is often for the offense on a bad field because you know where you're going. So I wasn't worried about that. I was just trying to be smart about my hamstring and not extend too many plays.
You like playing in a snow game like this or prefer not to?
As a thrower, you love perfect environment. But as a football fan and historian, you love games like this. I mean, these are the fun ones. This is Lambeau Field in the winter that we love. Unfortunately, we had some games last year where these were rain games. So it's nice to have the snow. It obviously is a lot easier to throw a football when it's snowing than when it's raining. So that helped today.
How do you think the quick-hitting passing game, how does that work or not work today?
Well, the timing was a little bit off because the footing was definitely an issue at times. So you have to slow yourself down a little bit because it's just tougher to get in out of your breaks for the receivers. Obviously, they know where they're going, so they still have the advantage on a bad field, but you had to kind of slow down the tempo just a little bit.
Aaron, any thoughts about just where you felt the offense was? Were you back up to the 2-yard line and there had been some frustrations there? What was going through your mind?
Well, we just need to put some together. It starts with one first down. When you're backed up, it's a good field position early in the game and kind of squandered it. Our last two drives were back on the 2 and the 10 or 11. So for us to put together two drives over 180 yards of offense was pretty special. We had obviously a couple good drives last week to close the game out and did the same this week.
Did you see Randall Snow Angel after his touchdown?
I did not. I did not.
Did you say anything, at the start of that
98-yard
drive?
Did
you see anything specific in the huddle?
Yeah, probably. I'll leave it in the huddle.
Aaron, you got two in a row now. Things are, looks like, at least momentum-wise, turned around. Where do you think you are with a month to go?
Well, a lot can obviously change in 2 weeks. You know, we're backs against the wall at 4-6, obviously struggling. But there was something, I think, in the locker room that I felt and I saw that made me feel like saying, I think we could run the table. You can't run the table if you don't win today. So we're fortunate to get this one today. We're back to 500. Obviously, would have appreciated a little help from the Saints. But, we still have a lot of things in front of us. We got a very good opponent coming in next week. It's going to be coming off a Sunday night game, so we'll check that out tonight. And we're moving in the right direction. Defense is playing a lot better. Special teams has done a really good job. Obviously, the kick coverage today was important. Jake had some really nice punts. Those are important in the wintertime. It's tough to kick the ball in Lambeau in the winter. Offensively, we got to find that rhythm we had last week a little quicker. We didn't start very fast. Obviously, I fumbled the ball. On the 1.5-yard line there, that hurt us, took points off the board. Game like today, you kind of knew if you got the two scores, you're in real good position to win. Couldn't quite push it there, let him back in the game, and then put together a couple good drives.
Would you say your confidence in Jordy is back to where it was before his knee injury?
It never changed with him. I mean, I'm always been confident throwing him the ball, any type of play.
You just touched on that fumble near the goal line. Did you just pull out under center a little bit too quickly, not get it on your hands? What went through your mind on that play?
I can't quite say it here, my exact thoughts, but it was frustrating. You know, just the timing of everything was a little off, and I obviously that's on me. I can't have that happen.
Is the touchdown pass to Jordy super easy because he's that wide open, or difficult because you don't want to miss him when he's that wide open?
Well, usually I think if you let yourself think about that in a dry weather game, it is actually fairly difficult because you're worried about the throw. In a wet weather game, in a ball that's a little bit slick, you're actually not thinking about overthrowing. You're just thinking about how that ball feels on your hand before you throw it. So I was just trying to loosen my grip slightly as I was releasing it to make sure the ball came out right, and thankfully it did. For him, that's probably a tough catch because he can feel a guy coming, ball's in the air, feels like forever, and he has to body catch it because of the wet weather. So I'm glad he held on for that.
Weeks ago, he had that touchdown, and he like over celebrated, and he admitted that it wasn't really comfortable for him to do that. Was he really angry about the kill shot that 43 missed on? Because he appeared to be pretty fired up after that completion, and then
that's exactly what happened. From him, he said he took a helmet-to-helmet shot, and then the guy was kind of hunched over. So he had just told the medical staff, "Hey, check him out. He looks like he's a little woozy." And then the guy started yelling obscenities to him, and he said he was trying to help. And then he kept yelling obscenities to him. So then he, you know, probably didn't say any obscenities back. I mean, I would have, but you know, he's a little more constrained, restrained. But yeah, that's what happened.
What were your exchanges like with Moore? It seemed like you guys were going back and forth all day.
Yeah, he I'm going to say back and forth. I was just surprised by his voice. You know, he's got a Ron Zook type voice. I didn't realize that. So he comes over, he rocks, ran on the sidelines. He kind of standing there. Peppers was coming over. So I was just, you know, getting him back on the field. And he wasn't talking any trash to me, but he was talking, and it sounded, you know, like that maybe he was sick. So I just asked him what happened to his voice. And then he said, "This is how I talk." So I felt bad. I wasn't trying to make fun of him. I just thought maybe he was sick or something. But no, it was a lot of respect out there. You know, have no problem with those guys.
You think you found something with Michael and with him tying more opportunities? That was something Mike talked about during the week. You think maybe your run game could trend in the right direction with those guys?
Well, we'll see. I think that today was a reaction at times with Ty. We wanted to get C Mike's more touches, but I think it was more of a reaction of how we were playing, and Ty, you know, obviously had a couple really nice runs. I'm still going to sing the praises of Ripkowski. I think he deserves to be in there as much as he was today, and maybe more. I mean, he does some great things for us. Obviously, in the passing game, had a couple catches today, but run the football. He's just a downhill, tough football player, and I'm really proud of the way that he's progressed this season. He's a guy you can really count on now, and that's saying a lot about him.
Mark, can you tell much about how well your offense is functioning on a day like today, or does the weather kind of throw all that out the window?
No, I don't think it throws it all out the window. I think you can definitely tell how you're functioning. I think we were not hitting it all cylinders there. We were not great on third down. Obviously, I turned the ball over in the red zone. You know, we were trying to find what personnel group was going to give us that jolt, and it turned out to be, our three receiver set with Ty in the backfield kind of gave us that jump. So every game is different. Last week we had a lot of success with our 20 personnel, three receivers and two backs. This week we started in that. We had a little bit of success, and then we kind of got to our 11 personnel, and Ty gave us a good jolt there. So that's what we got to.
I don't know if this feels like a long time ago for you, but it feels like there was a time when figuring out what was wrong with you was becoming a cottage industry. How do you think you're playing now, and what's changed, if anything?
I'm just trying to win football games. You guys can worry about that stuff. Thank you.